This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's abrupt cancellation of planned peace talks with Taliban leaders creates new uncertainty about how his vow to end the country's 18-year military effort to fight terrorism in Afghanistan. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The Afghan government appeared to support the decision to stop talks.
What the president has said, the president of the United States in his tweet, he has called off. So there's no talks right now. We strongly believe that what he has said reflects the concerns that were raised, not only in Afghanistan, in Afghan capital, but also in Washington, D.C. as well.
The stalled talks, at least for now, put on hold plans for withdrawal of the thousands of American troops from Afghanistan. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Hezbollah says its fighters shot down an Israeli drone over southern Lebanon. The militant group says it used suitable weapons to take down the drone and that the aircraft was in its possession. The Israeli military reports one of its drones went down in the same area, but did not specify a cause. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its inspectors confirmed Iran is installing more advanced centrifuges that can be used to refine uranium. The acting director general of the agency, Cornel Farula, says it's important to stay engaged with Tehran.
It is important to advance our interactions, and therefore I also stressed the need for Iran to respond promptly to agency questions related to the completeness of Iran's safeguards declarations. We will continue our efforts and we will remain actively engaged. I also highlighted in the Board of Governors that time is of the essence.
The confirmation comes days after Iranian officials announced the move. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian voters handed setbacks to Kremlin-affiliated candidates in Moscow and other local elections nationwide. Reuters' Sam Holder reports.
The United Russia Party, which backs President Putin, has lost a third of its seats in the Moscow parliament, according to Russian media. It will be seen as an embarrassing setback for the Kremlin, although the party still retained a slim majority, 26 out of 45 seats, after Sunday's local elections. United Russia's popularity is the lowest it's been for more than a decade. But across the country, the party's candidates for regional governor seem to have won in 16 districts, including St. Petersburg.
That is Reuters' Sam Holder reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has confirmed it will suspend the parliament today. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The spokesman has announced Parliament will be prorogued or suspended at the close of the day's business. Johnson had previously said he would send British lawmakers home sometime this week. The suspension limits Parliament's ability to block Johnson's plans for Brexit. Lawmakers want to stop a no-deal Brexit, and some have branded the suspension a coup. The government is expected to be defeated later when it asks lawmakers to agree to a snap election. They're refusing to back the Prime Minister's call for the October 15 poll, insisting a new law be implemented first. Charles de Ledesma, London.
British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn is angry with the Prime Minister's tactics.
I think it's disgraceful. Parliament should be sitting and Parliament should be holding the government to account. And the Prime Minister appears to be wanting to run away from questions.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth gave her approval Monday to legislation seeking to block the Prime Minister from carrying out a no-deal Brexit, his plan to take the country out of the European Union on October 31st without spelling out the terms of the split. Hurricane Dorian is heading into the North Atlantic. In its wake is a path of destruction. The Bahamas were the hardest hit, with a current death toll at 44. Relief is pouring in from the U.S., United Nations, Red Cross, British naval ships and private cruise lines. Mark Green is the head of the U.S. Agency for International Development.
So there are parts of Abaco and the Bahamas that don't show a great deal of damage, and then there are clusters and communities that were devastated, almost as though nuclear bombs were dropped on them. That's how great the suffering is and the devastation is.
Officials say thousands are missing in the Bahamas and that the number of fatalities is certain to keep climbing. Morocco State News Agency reports 14 people were killed and 29 others injured when a bus overturned on a bridge amid flooding in south-central Morocco. Authorities are searching for any others who might be missing after recovering three bodies Monday morning. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
O-A. VOA1. VOA1. The